The Park City School District proposes a master plan that will look at all the district's needs for 30 or 40 years to come. But that doesn't sit well with some community members who say they've never seen any renovation or building project last that long before more taxpayer money is spent to update it. One case in point in very recent memory is the several million-dollar redo of the Dozier Field track and bleacher upgrades, which now, only 2 years later, is being proposed to move. The Master Planning Committee says that's the best place for the school to expand to be able to include the ninth grade and to make other needed expansions of the gym and the music wing. Superintendent Ember Conley says they're paying attention to those community concerns, but there is a bottom line: current overcrowding with projected growth.
Our students right now in the high school are having to have CPR in the middle of the cafeteria because we don't have room at the high school. And that's without looking at the college and career readiness standards that they have to have as they start ninth grade. So there's so many factors playing into that.
Newly appointed school board member Philip Kaplan says the price tag of the estimated nearly $50 million plan is mostly to fulfill capacity needs.
And a lot of the optionality is frankly driven by the athletics and locations of things. And we are getting a lot of very good community input, which I can assure you the board is looking at with great diligence as we are looking at tax and financial impact.
Conley says they have broad support for realignment of the district grades and all-day kindergarten, but that creates a cascading effect. Once you start by taking fifth grade out of the elementary schools to allow for all-day kindergarten.
The grade realignment, we had absolutely phenomenal support for that. As we look at the grade realignment, all-day K, this was met with lots of embracing from our community, very little pushback, if any at all. And so this is something our community is understanding.
Conley acknowledges that talk of a future enclosed field house where Treasure Mountain Junior High School now sits has also been controversial, in part from the standpoint of the nearby neighbors and also the congestion concerns along Kearns Boulevard.
And I feel very confident that in working with the city, the county, Basin Rec, that this is a need for this side of town. But I'm also willing to put out to the community that we're listening and that this may be something that we have to pull off until the next time around.
At Park City High School, the Master Planning Committee has received recommendations from the community suggesting the district look at other solutions that wouldn't require tearing down Dozier Field. One of those is to occupy the current district daycare at Park City High School and add another level to it.
Whether it be at the Learning Center, district office, whatever that looks like. Then, so that would open up the space there to the south. We have put together a plan, and we're really excited to be able just to continue to mold this plan. And then as we look at that, being able to move our parking, we know it's an issue. We have meetings with the city right starting at the end of the week about transportation, about parking, moving that over to the east side, and then that would move our baseball fields. And so we have some really great plans, given the input, being able to do some modifications to Dozier Field in the meantime to allow some locker room facilities to expand our gym.
That's Park City Schools Superintendent Ember Conley. The Executive Master Planning Committee meets this week in closed session and will meet the public next week to lay out the adjusted draft plan. That's on Tuesday, July 21st at the Park City High School Lecture Hall. If you want to learn about the plan, visit masterplanning.pcschools.us. or email comments or questions to masterplanninginfo@pcschools.us. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.